Integration. No amount of hoodoo could convince me that anything was wrong with the music. I remember saying, "What's wrong with this place? Nothing but country." Still spinning the tabletop jukebox, even though the songs were the same as the first time around. In Tennessee, music travels faster than prayers for a silent God, but no one wants to hear Stevie Wonder. I was sure simplicity would change Hank Williams into Al Green, Curly Tennessee to Los Angeles, but it couldn't, any more than music dampens the smell of Confederate grease, what my mother called Southern fried anger, or sweat-creased stares that had less to do with my black father sitting next to her, and more to do with me, like a blind man eating peas with a knife. In the old days, funnels and oilskin sacks inside white hoods were the unfulfilled thirst of dead Confederate soldiers for the superstitious around here. White sheets the ghost skin, cold enough to make a black man leave town by moonlight. Me saying this place sucks didn't help. My mother dragging me by my afro away from the sweetest tea I'd ever tasted didn't help. Still no Stevie Wonder, only an agreed-upon silence in the diner.